1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Georgia high school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Winder, Georgia, is still investigating an active shooter situation earlier at the Appalachie High School, about an hour outside of Atlanta. The FBI, Georgia's Bureau of Investigations, and local and state police still going through the school after students were evacuated. One person is in custody. ABC's Aaron Katursky on what we know.
We're told there are casualties, although the exact number and their conditions have not been made clear to us. One of the local hospitals we've been in touch with says they're treating at least one gunshot victim, so it does appear that at least one person was shot at this high school.
About 1,900 students attend that school. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith, a short time ago, says the lockdown at the high school has been lifted.
We're in the process of reunifying our students with their parents. Obviously, that's chaotic, but we want to be respectful of them and their privacy as well.
This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Classes begin today for students at UW-Madison. You can expect to see a whole lot more foot traffic near campus, especially in those before class times. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says more than 70,000 people applied and they accepted about 10,000. Total, there are about 50,000 students at UW-Madison. There are new students from 60 different countries in every state in the U.S. except West Virginia and Mississippi. And next week, the Dane County Board of Supervisors will hear budget requests from every department. They're currently crafting the 2025 budget. There are two meetings over two nights. For each one, half the county departments will present their budget requests. They want the public to weigh in, though, too. You don't even have to be there in person. You can chime in virtually. Those meetings are next Wednesday and Thursday, the 11th and the 12th at 6 p.m. Of course, in November, voters will choose the next Dane County executive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
High pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Capital Times columnist Erin McGrory.
She interviewed stand-up comedian Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. However, not so great if you are a Georgian today. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. Again, some of you probably heard it during the top of the hour break, but want to update you on what we know at this hour as our attention is focused on Georgia this afternoon, where we now know that at least 4 people have been killed and about 30 injured at a school shooting there in Georgia at Appalachee High School in Winder, Georgia. Although it's unclear how many total injured are from gunshot wounds at this time, this happened a little under 2 hours ago. Facts and details still fluid, so I want to be very careful about what we pass on to make sure that it is factual and cleared by authorities. All sorts of EMS, first responders, firefighters, and the like are on the scene there. We are updated in hour 1 with law enforcement. Mr. Zommers continues to monitor this for you, and we will break in should any pertinent new information become available. One person is in custody, according to authorities. Several critically injured were removed by helicopter, and additional helicopters are on standby, according to authorities. Again, at least 4 killed, about 30 injured that we know of this thus far at Appalachee High School in Winder, Georgia. Again, our thoughts and prayers with those folks, and we'll continue to monitor this afternoon. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, I want to get back to a subject that has kind of faded away the last couple of days, and I do not want it to. What happened in Arlington National Cemetery with the former president, Donald Trump, going to Section 60, where the most recent or the majority of recent casualties are buried. A photo op in which he smiled and gave a thumbs up. And then allegedly, and we have to use the word allegedly, his team had an altercation, physical and verbal, with an Arlington employee, most likely a member of the military, a woman, who was so egregiously assaulted verbally and physically that she was going to press charges and then was intimidated by the Trump campaign into dropping them. Trump campaign went so far as to say she had a mental health episode, quote unquote. And then they said, the Trump campaign, they had footage, camera, video footage, what happened, would prove it. So far, no footage has surfaced. Reporters have asked, has not been turned over. There are new details today. Great story, by the way, from the Philadelphia Inquirer. I don't read stories verbatim too often. Do I, Mr. Zomers? Not too often.
No.
I'm going to read this one, at least in part, because it's so well written and people of this show know how much I appreciate anything that's well written. An article, a movie script, a television script, a book, what have you, a song. Beautifully written. I will try to do it justice after the bottom of the hour and take your phone calls as well on that. But right now, Mr. Zomers, let's get ready. Get your texting fingers ready. It is time once again for Todd and Phil's
Just a Bit Outside
Text to Win contest. Nicely done. Here we go, Mr. Zomers. Mr. Fogarty, getting us ready on a Wednesday afternoon hump day, by the way. I forgot to do the camel, but a little serious today, so we did not do the camel. Simply didn't think it was appropriate today, but that gets us in a better mood here today. A little John Fogarty in center field there. And it's time, as we say, once again to play Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. So here we go. Every day this week, did it yesterday, going to do it today, tomorrow, Friday. We're going to do this little text to win contest. Up for grabs, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats. The beautiful seats, Mr. Zomers and I have been in them. They're soft, they're cushy, they're on the third base side. You can see right into the Brewers' dugout. Beautiful scoreboard there, a shot of that. And the great thing is, if it's a little warm during a day game, you could do a couple of steps and you're in the air-conditioned concourse right beside you. Beautiful bathrooms, food, it's all right there.
And since it's the club level and there are fewer people, there's no line. You got to go to the bathroom, you just walk right in.
Walk right in.
You need some food, just walk right up.
That's right. They're beautiful seats. So every day this week, we're going to give away two of those, two club-level seats every day. And then on Friday, the computer will randomly draw one of the texts from this week, and that winner will receive two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of the new film documentary called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Now, it's done by our friends, I'm going to call them friends, with fellow Wisconsinites, Kelly Call, originally from Burlington, Wisconsin, and Sean Hanisch, originally from Brookfield. They are the producer and producer-director, respectively. This prize package includes a reception, a post-movie Q&A with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th. It includes a one-night hotel stay and a $100 Quick Trip gas card. How about that, Mr. Zomers? So here's what you do. You get out your hot little phone and go to the Civic Media app. You don't have it? That's fine. Go to your app store, your Apple or Android device. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Then open up the app. You're going to see a list of all of our beautiful stations throughout Wisconsin and Civic Media. Choose the one closest to you. Or you can just, the first one is Waukesha. The second one is Madison. Choose one of those. Just click on it with your finger. It'll open up. On the right-hand side above the red play button, there's a little icon that says text, two kind of text bubbles. Click on that thing that says text. Now you're all set. I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to give you a word and text this word right now. The word is yout. Yout. Y-O-U-N-T. As in Robin Yout. The word of the day is yout, as in Rockin' Robin Yout. Y-O-U-N-T. A little bit different spelling. I think I assigned the words this time. I gave myself a hard word. Phil had another one this morning. I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to confuse people. The word is yout. Y-O-U-N-T. Rockin' Robin Yout. The word is yout.
And once again, since their names, make sure your autocorrect doesn't kick in. Looks like we've gotten at least one text for young make sure you double check that you did send Yount, Y-O-U-N-T.
That's really great advice, Mr. Zomers, because we don't choose to make to keep it fair and equal. Our great CEO and owner, who is a IT wizard, he programs this so there's no funny business going on. You don't want funny business, Mr. Not in this case. And so to keep the funny business from happening, the computer selects the winner. But the computer only selects it from correct entries. So if you misspell it, we're not making a decision or a judgment on your spelling. It's just the computer won't recognize that as a legit entry and you won't be eligible. So if you misspelled it, re-enter. The word is Yount. Y-O-U. N as in Nancy, T as in Todd. Yout. The word is yout. Text it right now. Lots of texts coming in. We appreciate it so very much. And by the way, if you have an hour to enter, and then also you can listen to our good friend and colleague Phil Nee on WRCO FM 100.9 tomorrow morning in Southwest Wisconsin. Between 8 and 9, Phil is going to give you another chance to win. You say, well, Todd, I don't live in Southwest Wisconsin. I say, hey, no problem. Go to your Civic Media app, click on WRCO, AM and FM, Country and Community in the morning between 8 and 9, and you can play with Phil or play along with Phil. I'm not sure how his wife would feel about that, but you can play along with Phil. That's the point of the thing there. Play along with Phil tomorrow morning on WRCO. Got to be careful, Todd. You're in radio. Words matter. Phil Nee, every morning between 8 and 9 on WRCO, Phil will have another opportunity for you. We do this with Phil because WRCO was one of the original Milwaukee Brewers affiliates when the Brewers went on the air in the 70s. So one of the longest ones. Oh, thank you. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, says, would that be statewide funny business? And thank you, Jeff, because yes, the attorneys make me say, remind you, this is a statewide contest. So thank you very much. By the way, I got word, Mr. Perry joining us in studio on Friday.
Wow.
Look, Jeff is nothing but a collector, a connoisseur. A connoisseur, and a Renaissance man, and he has a bunch of Brewer memorabilia circa in the 1980s. So he's going to bring in some of that great memorabilia. We'll talk about that. We'll reminisce a little bit. We were in middle school at the time in 82 and talk more about this great new film. It comes to theaters across Wisconsin in the Marcus Theaters starting Friday the 13th. And I'm not worried about that because in my family, 13 has been a lucky number. So I'm fine with that. But the great film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers, is going to come out on Friday the 13th. Check. You can go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com, justabitoutsidethemovie.com to pre-buy your ticket to Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin. And then there last I knew, there were like 15 tickets left. If you want to buy your own, they're a little pricey, but worth it because the VIP world premiere on the 11th, on Wednesday 11th, proceeds or a large amount of the proceeds are going to go to the Brewers Charities to help Brewers Charities in the Milwaukee area. So yeah, it's a good cause. Otherwise, the movie comes out everywhere, or I should say in select cities, as David Letterman is fond of saying, hopefully one of your cities has been selected, on the 13th. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Brewers. The word this hour, Yount, Y-O-U-N-T, Yount. Text it right now to the Civic Media app, and you can be eligible to win Brewer tickets for a game in September or these great VIP tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along today. Tomorrow, Mr. Zommers, I may be on the road. It's a little up in the air right now, but President Joe Biden is coming to close to my neck of the woods in the Cooley region, southwest Wisconsin. It's in the Driftless. It's also in the Cooley. It is just south of La Crosse a little ways, south of Coon Valley, but north of Viroqua. Talking about Westby, Wisconsin. Home to the Westby Dairy Cooperative. Great rolled butter from the Westby Dairy Cooperative. Also home to one of the first telcos in the state, Vernon Telephone Cooperative, Electric Cooperative. Home to Westby High School. Home to some great restaurants, great Norwegian fare. They have a big Cinco de Mayo festival up there in Westby every year. President Biden is going to be in Westby tomorrow, a site to be yet determined or at least disclosed. So we may be there. We may be here covering it. But one way or the other, Civic Media plans to bring you that coverage. So be here tomorrow afternoon. Might happen during our show, might happen a little bit after, but we'll be here to bring you the coverage of President Joe Biden in Wisconsin. Very exciting times to have a presidential visit. I helped put one together back when I was Republican for George W. Bush in 08 in Richland Center. And I have said this before, that even in 08, there were a lot of people, or at least a notable amount, of folks in Richland Center who were not Republicans and probably not even George W. Bush supporters, but they came simply because it was a sitting president of the United States. And, you know, not too many people can say in life, I was in the same room and got to see a sitting president of the United States speak. And everybody was very well behaved, very respectful, even though they might have disagreed on policy, was respectful to the office holder. So I hope that's the same thing up in Westby. I hope people come out to see President Biden, regardless of your political affiliation, just to see a sitting president of the United States. And we don't get a lot of those in southwest Wisconsin, as it turns out, because it's kind of that flyover area. So anyway, we have a texter here. My name is Bill. I'm on the road listening to AUK. Oh, very good. Thank you very much, Bill, listening on WAUK. Our text to win contest, Todd and Phil's just a bit outside text to win contest. We are going on right now until 1 o'clock. Pardon me, till 2 o'clock. up for grabs today, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats for a game coming up on Sunday, September 22nd against Arizona. So we're going to give away two of those tickets today. And then on Friday, the grand prize, two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers, a great documentary on that great run up to the World Series, through the series. Spoiler alert, Brewers lost in 7 games, but Milwaukee still threw them a party. And that's a lot of what this movie is about, or so we're told. Interviews with a lot of players. Bob Uecker, also a prominent figure in the movie. Of course, the part of the title, Just a Bit Outside, was the catchphrase of Harvey. Is it Harvey or Harry? Harry Doyle. His character, Harry Doyle, in the Major League and Major League 2. Great movie. Coming out across the state on September 13th, and you can win tickets to the VIP world premiere on the 11th. Simply text the word YOUT, as in the last name for Robin Yount, simply the word Yount. And make sure, because we're seeing some of these come in and autocorrect or whatever is changing it to other words, the correct word, the correct spelling, in order to qualify for the computer to select you, is Yount. Y-O-U-N as in Nancy, T as in Todd. Yount. Text Yount right now to the Civic Media app to your favorite station. By the way, Mr. Zommers, a man of a certain age here I am. I always enjoy new words. I've learned a new young person word.
Is that so?
Yes. I'm sure. Have you heard of the word I learned yesterday? Bussin.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
I hadn't heard this. I heard this. I'm like, what? Bussin means extremely good, excellent, or amazing, especially for food or experiences. As in, quote, dude, these tacos are bussin.
Yeah. Yeah, that is more or less what it means.
He's looking at me like, just don't say that.
I feel like it very often has a sexual connotation, really? From what I've heard.
Really?
Yes. So I
like he or she is bussin'?
Perhaps specific parts of their body may be bussin'.
Oh, really? Really? I did not know that. I better be careful.
Yeah, I would maybe avoid that one.
But of course, I'll now overuse it. This coffee in my cup it's bussin'.
Cam in Appleton says, don't say bussin'. Stop, Todd, please.
Grizzly is a terrible young
no,
person.
No, Glizzy.
Oh, Glizzy.
Glizzy is a hot dog.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. A Glizzy is a hot dog, yeah.
I got to add that to the list. A Glizzy. So you can say your Glizzy is bussin'.
I would not say that, but you could.
My sister will play this back from my youngest niece, who's a senior in high school, and she'll just be like, Uncle Todd, don't. All right. Well, regardless of how your day is going, if your Glizzy is bussin' or otherwise, give us, the statewide bussin' contest, says Jeff Perry. By the way, Perry's going to be here in the studio on Friday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Get a little taste of the archives.
Yes. Of course, we worked together at WRCO for years, our joint hometown of Richland Center, WRCO, now WRCE as well. And Mr. Perry, also on the radio these days, at the award-winning, I might add, WVMO, the great community radio station here in Monona. And so you can listen to Jeff. Well, he'll tell us when. I should know off the top of my head, but it's also available, I think, on their version of the podcast or the website or something like that.
We'll figure it out and we'll let you know.
WVMO. He always looks back at this day in music history, and he does great things, tells you a little history, plays some great music, so check out Jeff's fine program as well. And he's award-winning. He's legit. By the way, listen to Jeff Perry because he's bussing.
And yeah, award-winning. Andrew in Verona says, we need more usage of Riz on this show. Are you familiar with Riz?
We talked about
that's
that.
That's right. I thought so. Yeah, Riz is charisma.
Yeah, Riz. So we got Riz. We got Bus and Glitz. What was it? Glitzy?
Glizzy.
Glizzy. Not Lizzie, but Glizzy.
All and right. Elliot in Madison texts in saying, I think we need a new segment, Hip Vocab with Todd.
I like that, actually, Elliot. I like that a lot. Yeah, Hip Vocab with Todd.
Maybe I can do some research and find some terms.
We could set up down on campus and I can use some of these words and have young people just look at me like,
that would be really funny.
Like, seriously, dude?
I think we might have to.
Teach Todd some new vocab. Teach me some hip new vocab. The word, because this is a thing, because I have friends, my friend Troy Everson, who's been on this program, who's been at Burlington High School now for like 30 years, and he makes a point of saying he can still speak youth. Because when you're around it every day and you have these kids, you pick up these words, you know
right.
it. But I don't know any of these things.
I love, there's a lot of videos on Instagram that are like teachers who make up slang that sounds Gen Z-ish
and
then tell them, oh, the kids at the older schools are definitely using
this. We played
that
one time.
Yeah,
remember
that's
what
that? I thought.
Yeah, we played that one time on this show. Yeah, that's fantastic. So, we're keeping you young. Riz, Glizzy, Bussin, all the latest words right here on the Todd Hallball Show. Text Yout right now to the Civic Media app for a chance to win those great tickets, by the way. Y-O-U-N-T, Yout, to the Civic Media app. Going to come back, talk about something serious. The Arlington National Cemetery. Take your calls after this on the All Balls Show in Civic Media.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Next week, lanes will close on one of Madison's most picturesque roads, and officials will be looking at whether they should be closed permanently. Starting Monday, one lane in each direction of a section of John Nolan Drive will close for construction. But staff in the traffic division will see how this goes to help them decide whether they could reduce lanes on John Nolan permanently. Plans are in place for an overhaul of the road in 2025 and 26 as part of the Madison Lakeway project, a redevelopment of the Lake Monona shoreline. Meanwhile, there could soon be a new face in charge of another Madison mainstay. The Alliant Energy Center may have a new director on their way. The stadium has had a rough time getting back to pre-pandemic attendance numbers, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now Kevin Scheibler has been tapped to take over. He's currently the executive director of venues and events at the University of Illinois Chicago. His appointment is expected to be confirmed later this month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not-so-great reviews, but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
High-pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Pursuing truth. wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Aaron Sommers on the board. Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Our text to win, Todd and Phil's text to win contest, just a bit outside, going on right now. Please, it was a great word in terms of Robin Yount was a key part of that 1982 run to the World Series for the Brewers. Going to be in this movie coming out on Friday, September 13th in Marcus Theaters called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. We're giving away tickets or a chance to win tickets to the world premiere on September 11th in Waukesha. Also, we're going to give a pair of Brewer tickets away every day this week, including today. You have to text in the correct word on the Civic Media app, download it, go to your favorite station. You'll see a button that says text. Click on that and then text this word. It's the last name of Robin Yount. Make sure the spelling's correct. We're having a lot of entries for Young. That's probably autocorrect. And it's fine for us, but this is all computerized to make sure it's legit. The computer will not draw an entry that's misspelled. So the correct word is Yount. Y-O-U-N-T. Look carefully at what you texted in, folks. If it's not correct, retext it. It's Yount. Y-O-U-N-T. Yount. That is the correct word. Please do it carefully and text in. You have up until 2 o'clock this afternoon to get that in. Want to turn a page. As I said earlier, I don't read to you verbatim, like long stories too often. This isn't that long, and I've edited it a little bit, and I'll tell you where, for brevity. But a great columnist, Will Bunch, of the Philadelphia Inquirer. No, not that Inquirer. A real newspaper called the Philadelphia Inquirer in Philadelphia, of course. Will Bunch, a columnist, wrote this today. I think it's fantastic. Actually, it was yesterday. Pardon me. I'm going to read you this and feel free to call in as I do. We will take calls after I'm done. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Will Bunch now from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He says, there's an old saying, never take any time off in 2024. Okay, I just made it up. But no sooner did I decide to skip a few column slots to recover from the joy or whatever of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago than all heck broke loose. He goes to this story from Arlington. Headline, in Arlington Cemetery fracas, Team Trump shoved a woman and called her crazy. Because that's what they do. Will Bunch now from the Philadelphia Inquirer. When the event took place on August 26th, the third anniversary of the bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members, just one journalist raised questions. Esquire's Charlie Pierce, a relic from journalism's lost golden era, wrote a scathing piece headlined, quote, "How the hell was Trump allowed to use Arlington National Cemetery as a campaign prop," unquote. Stepping away for a second, we read that column to you on this show when it came out. Back to this story, column by Will Bunch. Two NPR National Public Radio reporters, Quill Lawrence and Tom Bauman, went to work answering Pierce's question and learned two things. One of them was stunning. They reported, A, no one except cemetery staff is allowed to take pictures or shoot video in Section 60 of Arlington. And B, a woman staffer from Arlington who tried to enforce those rules said she was physically confronted by Trump campaign staffers and shoved aside during the altercation. More than a week later, Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for more public information about what actually happened. Veterans groups are expressing outrage over the idea that fallen heroes were used for props by a politician who's long shown disrespect for soldiers and their sacrifices. The Team Trump has fought back with statements of support from pro-Republican Gold Star mothers. The mainstream media that botched the initial coverage should be pushing for answers on key unanswered questions, including the identity of the alleged shover. But despite a week of headlines, there's one critical aspect to this story I feel is being ignored, even though it's central to the very essence of Trump's warped campaign. The people closest to Trump allegedly shoved and verbally abused a woman because that's what they do. And when the woman complained in a formal statement to the U.S. Army, Team Trump gaslit her by accusing her of being a psycho, seemingly part of an intimidation campaign that was meant to scare the accuser from pressing criminal charges. This blatantly sexist bullying of the Arlington employee has worked, just as it's worked so many times for Trump himself during his decades-long trial of sexual abuse and harassment allegations. And just as violence and gross mistreatment of women hasn't thwarted the careers of Trump's male-dominated inner circle, we shouldn't let the other unseemly aspects of Trump's behavior at one of America's most sacred places obscure the fact that rank misogyny is the lifeblood of this authoritarian crusade to retake the White House, and that contempt for women saturates everything they do. It runs the gamut from taking away reproductive rights to ridiculing any female who doesn't become a, quote, trade wife, unquote, to the inner circle's 100% tolerance policies towards sexual harassment, to the ultimate goal of creating doubts that any woman, first Hillary Clinton, now Kamala Harris, is fit to lead the United States of America. In the Arlington affair, the circumstances and settings are different, but the Team Trump response carries powerful echoes of particularly every time Trump or his subordinates have been accused of misconduct involving women. Consider the best-known case, that of Manhattan writer E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in a department store dressing room in 1996 and won a civil court judgment over both the assault, which the judge characterized as rape, and the campaign of defamation surrounding it. Moving forward in this article, column by Will Bunch, to pick it up on the other side. In both the Carroll case and the physical attack at Arlington, Trump insisted the woman was making it all up. And you can hear the echoes of what Trump and his lawyers falsely said about Carroll, that she was a lying political operative. In spokesman Stephen Chang's outrageous claim about the cemetery employee that she was, quote, clearly suffering from a mental health episode, unquote, and in campaign chair Chris LaCivita's branding of her as, quote, unquote, despicable. The aggressive deny and defame tactics have enabled a billionaire-turned-president to brush off more than 24 credible allegations of sexual harassment or assault in his career. In a demoralizing moment of clarity about the brute force of misogyny in America and defeat the first majority party woman nominee in 2016 after he was caught on tape bragging about his propensity for grabbing female private parts. No wonder, Will Bunch writes, no wonder Trump surrounds himself with the likes of a resurrected top campaign aide, Corey Lewandowski, rehired despite 2021 allegations that he groped and made lewd sexual comments to a woman in a Las Vegas charity event, or strategist Jason Miller, accused in a lawsuit of rape by the former president, by the former Trump campaign staffer, whose child he fathered, or longtime attorney Rudy Giuliani, who also, by a former assistant, was sued on the charges of coerced sex. Will Bunch writes, you could write this off as quote-unquote loyalty, as did the Washington Post headline about Lewandowski's comeback. But how to explain Trump's July running mate pick of J.D. Vance? his over-the-top comments against quote-unquote childless cat ladies, and a series of denigrating remarks about women who've spurned motherhood by choice or by circumstance have revealed a political party that wants to take America back not to 2020. No. But to the gender imbalances of the 1950s. Or maybe the 1840s. Before the Seneca Falls Convention. Will Bunch wraps it up with this. In fact, we become so used to the deeply ingrained sexism of Trump's movement that the unvarnished scorn for women that comes across yet again in the Arlington fracas has received little attention. I'd urge reporters to relentlessly press for the identity of the Trump staffer who allegedly pushed this woman around and verbally abused her, and for any videos that can confirm or dispute what really happened that day. We need to shine a constant light upon a political movement that reeks around the clock from the gaslighting of America's women to help voters end this seemingly endless cycle of abuse for good on November 5th. The wonderful writing of Will Bunch from the Philadelphia Inquirer. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, a couple of things. How about the wonderful person that, one of the people that he pardoned when he left office? It also, it's barely making any traction in the news, but, you know, and on it goes. But another thing real quickly to the tragic loss of life during the pulling out of Afghanistan, I will say this. Let's see, here's a guy who dealt with the Taliban during that, drew the troop level from about over 20,000 down to under 1,500, and on with that. I mean, he built the template perfectly for things to go awry. And as bad as it was, fortunately, it wasn't worse because, and right. I don't totally blame Biden for the situation at all.
Right.
You can't.
And Dick, that's an important issue, what you're bringing up here on the militarily side. But I want to get back to the focus of this piece. The fact that women have continually been brushed aside by Trump and assaulted, not just by Trump, but sure, allegedly some of his staff. And this is never ending. And this is a theme from J.D. Vance. We've seen, I'll get into it maybe on the other side of the breakup. I'll let you go ahead. But I saw a post yesterday, an Eric Covey follower, because I saw, or it was a Derek Van Orten follower, congressman from the 3rd District. And it was a post about Republican women governors putting a video together in support of Kamala Harris. It was a positive video. And this idiot, who I discovered lives in my building here in Madison and is a big Trump supporter, he reposted it and put his own tag on it and said, maybe these women ought to be fixing dinner for their husbands. So this whole attitude of misogyny towards women starts at Trump and it ends at my neighbor down the hall. And you know what? Yeah, he has a baseball cap in the back of his car that's a Trump 2024 hat. This right. crap has to end.
Exactly. And it's to that pardon that I was talking about. I mean, that would normally, under normal circumstances, totally destroy a person's run for the presidency all by itself. Mm-hmm. And now it's just common.
Yeah. And that's what Will Bunch is saying in this column, and this is why I bring it up today. Pat Kreitlow started this off with the incident, the tragedy in Georgia today, another school shooting. Whether it's school shootings or whether it's misogyny of women, we cannot allow this to be normalized. Great call, Dick. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Wrap it up on the other side. Text in YOUNT, Y-O-U-N-T, right now to win those Brewer tickets, to win the VIP tickets to Just a Bit Outside the Movie. YOUNT. Text it right now. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth, never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, our good friend, Matt Rothschild, filling in the guest anchor chair for Maggie Dawn, who continues on vacation this week. I believe Brian Kelly is there to produce, so he'll be there along with Matt Rothschild. Do not miss it. Coming up about 2 until 4 right after our programming. And a quick programming note as well. I know our friend and colleague Earl Ingram has been helping fill in the 4 to 6 slot. Announced yesterday, Dominic Salvia, great broadcaster, is coming on board of Civic Media coming up next week, Monday. From 4 until 6, the premiere of the Dominic Salvia Show. So looking forward to that. Congratulations to Dom.
Good to have him back on air.
Good to have him back on there. You can join him every afternoon from 4 until 6 starting on Monday. Once again, text YOUT right now for these Brewer tickets and also VIP tickets to the new movie Just a Bit Outside in Marcus Theaters on September 13th about the 82 Brewers run to the World Series. Correct spelling. Very important. YOUT. Y-O-U-N-T. Y-O-U-N-T. Text it right now to the Civic Media app to be eligible. Talking about this story in the Philadelphia Inquirer, written by the great columnist Will Bunch. Appreciate you allowing me to do that. I don't read articles like that verbatim at length often, but I thought that one was important. Just the great writing, how he put that in the context. And what happened to Arlington in terms of the those who were lost and their families is terrible enough. But then to have someone allegedly abuse this woman physically and verbally and then intimidate her from filing charges and then saying that she had a mental illness. And it's an ongoing pattern of Trump and Trump world of misogyny against women. As someone whose grandmother, Marge Wallace, was the first woman dean of a public university in the state, who started on a farm in southwest Wisconsin, and my great-grandfather said, girls don't need an education beyond eighth grade, and by golly, she moved into town, worked for a room and board, finished up high school, and went on to be a dean of institution. I don't take kindly to this down-putting of women. They've worked hard for their rights. And Vice President Harris is right. We're not going back. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to WCFW, the beautiful Chippewa Valley area. Gene and Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for listening. What say you?
Outstanding work you do, Todd. We're really blessed to have you and Aaron. This is wonderful because women need to be aware of this. And he is gross. I can't think of any other words. And sleazy and putrid and a criminal. And he's always attacked women. That's his M.O. and puts women down. How many women has he gone through and then shove them aside? And the way he attacks women, you know, even when he was running for president previously, he went after women, blood coming from their eyes and just putrid things. And the way he talked about his daughter scandalously, that poor girl, I mean, he's like a vulture. He's like a disease. And women who vote for him, you better wake up because this is sick, and we need to protect our women. Well, we need to protect society. We need to protect our world. We need to protect our children. This guy is sick, and the party has really, it's like a contagion through the whole party, and I feel really sad about it because I used to have a lot of respect for people with the R after their name, but no longer because they support this and really, I hate to use the word get off on it. It's gross and it's putrid. So thank you so much for covering this. And women, beware. Get your butt out there and vote because we can't go the way it used to be. It's been a long fight to get where we were. And people like this should not destroy our country and anybody's rights. So thank you, Todd. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, June, for the kind words. Really appreciate it. You hit the mark as you always do. And I think one of the points, many of the points that Gene brought up there, the fact that we all need to get out and vote. We don't like this. We're irritated by it. We're ticked off by it. Then do something. Have a plan to vote, as our friend and colleague Luke Mathers likes to say. Be a voter. Make sure you're registered to vote prior to going to vote if you haven't voted recently. And vote. There is power in voting. That's how women got their right to vote, by being powerful, by speaking up. Lots of people, both men and women, but particularly women, fought and died for the right to vote. Fought and died to have their own bank accounts that their husbands didn't lord over them. And again, to Gene's point, it's not just Trump. It is infectious. And it gives certain people, particularly males, with their own problems. It really hit me last night. I was scrolling through this thing. There was a Twitter fight between Mark Pocan and Derek Van Orten. And this guy has this video of female Democratic governors who are supporting Kamala Harris. It was all positive. And this guy retweets it with, what they ought to be doing is fixing dinner for their husbands. Or I think fixing the sandwich for their husbands. I thought, who is this idiot? And I looked, I recognized the photo. It was the guy who lives down the hall of my building. People like Trump give guys like that permission to be an idiot. 855-752-4842. Rob in beautiful Port Edwards. Rob, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for the general public. I don't know much about military law. I don't know about how the cemetery is administered and defended and all of this stuff and who this particular woman was working for, what branch. But whatever branch it is, they should be front and center and calling out charges, irrespective of the lady, if she chooses not to press for personal charges, you know, the physical offense against her. The fact of the matter is, they did wrong by the protocol, by the federal law for that cemetery's operations. Why aren't there charges being filed right now?
And that's a great question, Rob, and one that people are asking. Democrats in Congress want hearings exactly what you... Arlington Cemetery, the officials came out with a statement saying what happened was illegal. But so far, no charges. Great point, Rob. We'll pick it up there another time. Great show today. Many thanks to all who are here, including Mr. Zommers, of course, Pat Kreitlow, and Trigvi Olson, all of you for calling in. Stay tuned for Matt Rothschild and for Maggie Dawn next. We'll see you tomorrow covering Joe Biden's visit to Wisconsin. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, especially women. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another installment of This Should Not Be a Thing, as well as sports with J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This